In a cellular channel, the outage probability or any bit error rate depends on many different factors. One of them is, of course, the signal-to-interference ratio, but also things like the delay spread or the inter-symbol interference, that's sometimes also called self-interference of the signal. A rule of the thumb is that inter-symbol interference is relevant or really affects the bit error rate as soon as the normalized delay spread is larger than 0.1, that is, if the delay spread is larger than 10% of the symbol duration of the signal. And that's clearly illustrated by this curve. We see that below 10% the curves are very flat, so it's mainly affected by other factors, and as soon as the delay spread is larger than 10% of the symbol duration, we see a steep increase of the bit error rate. Now, this curve has been derived for the case of no equalization, and of course with measures, with signal processing measures, we can improve the bit error rate a lot, but we have to do this to get a good performance if our delay spread is larger than 10% of the symbol duration.